Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, adoption is an issue that's rarely out of the headlines in recent years. And today, the Adoption Authority of Ireland published its annual report for 2020. Its CEO, Patricia Carey, joins us now. Patricia, thank you very much for joining us this
afternoon. Good afternoon, Sarah.
So we might just go through some of these figures. 81 domestic adoptions were granted. Could you break those down in terms of the types of adoption and the ages of the children involved?
So in terms of domestic adoption, we have three types. We have step-parent adoptions where children are being adopted by their new mom or dad, and that's quite common in Ireland. And then we had a significant number of children who were adopted from foster care, and that's something we're particularly excited and delighted about, that children in long-term foster care are getting to be adopted by their families. And some of this is a result of legislative changes where children of marriage previously couldn't be adopted. Now they can. And also in Ireland, we have every year a small number of what we call domestic infant adoptions. So these are babies that are born in Ireland and then adopted into families as babies, and one or two or a small number of then family adoptions as well. So year on year, we're pleased to see progress in long-term foster care, children being adopted, and then also other types of family formation in Ireland.
Yeah, it's wonderful that what you mentioned there about foster care. Can you explain that a little bit more to me?
Yeah, so children maybe who, for a variety of reasons, their own family can't look after them. And obviously the main goal of families is to keep families together. And we work very closely with the Child and Family Agency to ensure the families do stay together. That's their key role. But in some instances, children just can't be parented long-term by their family of origin, and they go into care. And we know from the past that children sometimes moved around in care, but now we have more stable long-term foster care placements, and those children want to be permanent parts of those families. We see wonderful, absolutely wonderful foster parents. Sometimes they foster lots of children, sometimes a small number. But having met hundreds of them over the years, they're heroes of Ireland, foster parents and their families.
Mm, and a happy ending for the foster children in those instances as well. Absolutely. 93 declarations of eligibility and suitability were granted in 2020. Can you talk us through a little bit about that?
Yeah, so all persons, sole applicants and couples who wish to adopt, be it in Ireland or inter-country adoption, must receive a declaration. It's almost like a license that you have been approved, eligible and suitable, and that goes through a significant number of checks and balances, again with the Child and Family Agency, that the authority approves. Not everyone who receives a declaration will adopt a child for a variety of reasons. Some people withdraw from the process, some people may form their family in other ways, and thankfully, lots of people will adopt children either in Ireland or abroad.
There were four requests for releasing birth certs, and four were rejected. And why was that? Do we know?
So in instances where birth certs, that would be an original birth cert of an adult adoptee, it would be in an instance where the birth mother made an objection. And at the moment, we don't have a statutory basis for the release of birth certificates. We're very interested, and I suppose we're at a very exciting time in adoption. The new birth information and tracing legislation is currently under legislative scrutiny, and if that passes all stages in the Oireachtas, it will mean that automatically all adult adoptees will have a right to their original birth certificate, early life information, and most critically and quite critically, medical information. So that's something that the authority is working really closely with the department, with the minister, and with our colleagues in Tusla as well. And that's going to be landmark legislation in Ireland. So for the first time since the introduction of legal adoption in 1953, those 47,000 plus people, so you can imagine how many people in Ireland that affects, will have a right to their original birth certificate like any other member of the Irish public.
In terms of the register then, there were 77 potential matches identified between new registrants and previously registered family members. Mm. So is that really about reconnecting birth mothers or siblings, or do we have any detail on that?
Absolutely. So the three top matches are, or the people who register, 60% of registrants are adopted, adult adoptees, and 40% are birth relatives. So it could be birth mums, dads, siblings. And the two biggest sets of matches are birth mothers and their children and siblings. So it could be either full siblings or maybe mum and dad went on to have other children. So that's something that we work very carefully on. Obviously, the register has been going since 2005. And under the new legislation, there will be a new register, and we would hope to advertise that as widely as we did in 2005 throughout every household in Ireland to encourage particularly birth parents, mums and dads to come forward who may wish to share information. Information being critical, I think people often mix up people receiving information with wanting to meet. They're not one and the same. Most adult adoptees want information in the first instance.
Okay, just finally then, how did COVID impact on inter-country adoption?
So we were fortunate last year. We had a small number each year of inter-country adoptions. Unfortunately, some of the countries we work with, Vietnam in particular, has a particularly virulent outbreak of COVID, so we're not able to complete some adoptions, but they will complete in time. But we have managed, I suppose, uniquely to continue adoption orders and to continue all our business remotely and in person.